Here's the learning will be Lila Nishmas, Gabriel's grandfather, Akiva ben Yitzchak Aaron, the Neshama Shev and Aliyah. Okay, we're continuing now with Hilchos Pesach, Simin Taf Ayin Beis, continuing the halachas of Haseba, leaning. So we got to Siv Dalad last night, we're up to Siv Dalad. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siv Dalad that Isha Eina Tzricha Haseba, Elem Kein Hi Chashuva. A woman doesn't require a seba unless she's a chashuva woman. We'll see what that means exactly. Other than that, women don't need a seba. So the Ramah adds, Hagah, V'chol hanashim shalanu mikre chashuvos, quoting the Mordechai and Rabbeinu Yeruchim to Rishonim, that nowadays all women are considered chashuvos, which means that they do require a seba. Ach, Ramah writes, Lo nagu lo hasev, women don't have the practice of leaning. Ki samchu al divrei Ravya. Women are very learned. They know the shita's Ravya. Where does the Ravya hold? The kasev de bizman hazeh ein tzarach lo hasev. He holds that nowadays there is no requirement to do aseba, so women rely on that. So Ravya holds everybody, does it? We don't pask in that way, but the Nashim do pask in that way. So therefore, they rely on that. In other words, they rely. They don't do it. So we're trying to be Malami Tzchus as to why they don't lean. So they're relying on this Ravya. So if you look down at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Gimel, he says, the Bizman Hazeh nowadays ain't Tzarech Lasev. The Tama, what's the Svar for the Ravya? What's the reasoning why there's no need to lean? Because where we live, whether that be in Europe or other places, I guess other than, I don't know, who leans nowadays? Anyone other than in Greece? Middle Eastern countries? I don't know. But wherever these poskim were writing, the Mordechai and the Rav Yoh, in their places, they didn't lean the rest of the year. Eli Yoshev Kadarke, they would sit regularly and eat the way we eat. So that's not Derech Heres. Aval Toch Yud Fai. Oh, fine. That's the first din. So the understanding of why do we lean, is it because what you do nowadays, is it a based on time and place? Or is it really based on what was done back then in the times of Mitzrayim? So the way we normally assume against the Rav Yah is, I don't care if we don't lean nowadays, we're trying to replicate what they did back in Mitzrayim. And back in Mitzrayim they did lean, and back in Gemara they did lean, so we're leaning also, even though it really makes no sense to. That's how we normally assume. The Rav Yah was more logistical in thinking, well, Lamaisa, it doesn't make sense for us to lean, because we don't lean in general, and for that reason, he says not to lean nowadays. So the way we paskin one should really lean, and women don't though. So now the Mishnah Berurah writes further that an Ovel toch yud beis chodesh al aviv v'imo, an Ovel who's having a velus for the entire year for one of his parents, oh toch shloshim al shakrovim, or 30 days for any other relative, kigon shlo nahag shiva lefnei haregel. It has to be a situation where there was no shiva beforehand, because if a person's in shiva and then shloshim comes, the yantiv ends shloshim. There's no avelus for him anymore. It has to be a case where he had shiva and the yantiv interrupted shiva, which means now he's practicing shloshim through yantiv and seder night. That's fine. So afshu chayev baseba mikomakom hanachom shlo yosev almita kavuda chlula. Although he's required to do this mitzvah, this halacha of aseba, he shouldn't do this in the nicest pillow and chair, in more of a laid-back type of way. So it's not that svara. Now, the interesting, someone's telling, I was speaking to someone today from Eretz Yisrael, who something similar to this as well. There's someone in his community who was sitting a velus, sitting shiva this week, and it was Purim, and Megillas Esther. And Purim is Mevatel Shiva. There's no shiva on Purim.
But stop it,
on that day, there's no shiva. There's no avelus. So question becomes, what happens at nighttime? At nighttime also, is the strength of Purim also at nighttime enough to end the Shiva, or only Bayom? So apparently there's a wide range of discussion in the poskim. So one of the brothers who was sitting Shiva, so he was told he can't wear yontif clothing, but he shouldn't wear any torn clothing. So he was sitting Shiva in the house wearing just tzitzis. So no torn clothing, but he was wearing, but no yontif clothing. But his sister, somewhere else, was told she should wear her torn clothing, but she could go to shul. So she went to shul to hear Megillah with her torn shirt. So these are one interesting. So too, it's Seder night. He has to, can't keep avelus before Hesia, but somehow it shouldn't be as much. He shouldn't lean as much as the rest of us, and therefore it's somewhere in the middle. Fine. Ela Yosef Bishino Ktas. He should have some type of haseba slightly different than the way that he normally eats. Dehainu Almita the Kar Echad Tachas Mirashosav. Again, we find in the Mishnah Berurah the bed and a pillow below his head, Oa Birke Chavera, or he can lie on his friend's knee. Okay, not so practical for us. We're not comfortable doing that. Vikitl Nagu Shelo Lubosh. The custom says the Mishnah Berurah that one an Avil should not wear kittel Leil Seder. But if someone shows up to the Seder wearing the kittel, we're not going to make a big deal of it. But typically, an avel should not be wearing the kittel at the Seder.
First time mita is
coming. First time mita is coming. No, I think last night we mentioned mita as well. There, safsal mita, bed, a couch, similar idea, something to lean over. But lemaisa, I don't think anyone. They do quote here the Stipler used to do such a thing, leaning on a bed. But nowadays, people really use chairs and pillows on the. In the back of it. Yeah. Yeah.
There are many people who do not have a minute to wear a kittel.
Correct. There's two minhagim, one to wear, others not to wear. There's a lot of good reasons to wear them. Brought down a few different reasons as to why to wear the kittel. But you definitely, if your minhag is not to, my minhag growing up was not to. I changed that minhag. My father doesn't really care. He's okay with me wearing a kittel. And but it's a nice thing. The kids, it becomes more of a chashuv experience for the kids when you wear the kittel. So in light of the kittel, it becomes an interesting discussion about some halachas of the kittel. They mentioned here in the Dirshu, those who have it, in the footnote number 17 on the back in the Milum. So he talks about the reason why one wears a kittel is because it's a beged shel mesim. And the reason why we wear it is because we're so excited, all the simcha and all the cheiros that night. So we want to kind of counter that a little bit with remembering what it's like that we're mortal. So that's why we wear the kittel. It kind of takes away from the simcha a bit. That's the point. And
Rav Shlomo, some people wear it at a wedding also.
At a wedding also, it's part of it also. Part of that as well. And part of it's also more of a Yom Kippur din. It's also a din of Yom Kippur at a wedding. There's always those two.
But it's interesting that you wear it at a wedding, but a lot of people admit it that the chassan then doesn't wear it on Yom Kippur the first year, so the college
right.
Doesn't see it and gets scared.
Right.
But he wears it under the
coat. Right. So some wear the coat over the trench coat over the kittel to kind of counter that as well. So now in terms of the kittel, some halachas of the kittel going to the bathroom with a kittel. You're allowed to go to the bathroom with a kittel on. So mikra din, a person is not allowed to go to, the Mishnah Berurah writes elsewhere, you can't go to the bathroom wearing a kittel because it's something that's miyuchad for tefillah. Just like even though there's no kedusha, obviously you can't wear tefillin in the bathroom because tefillin is a davar shem kedusha. When it comes to a talis and a kittel, there's no davar shem kedusha when it comes to those. So mikra din, you're allowed to, but the Mishnah Berurah writes anything that's miyuchad for tefillah, that's it's a bizayon to go into the bathroom wearing that. So a kittel and talis would fall under that category. A hat, a person who wears a black hat, would not fall under that category because people wear hats even in the streets and outside of tefillah. So Rav Yashim says, what do you mean? But we wear a kittel on Leil Seder. And that's not a miyuchal tefillah, it's a suud that we're eating. So the Rav Yashim explains that even the Seder night is also a davar shel kedusha. And that's still considered the realm of tefillah, and therefore a person should really remove the kittel before going to the bathroom. Yeah, I don't think so. In terms of Dina Avelis, you're thinking, or?
Well, because you can, I guess, it's an open forum. I mean, like, that is when we start to say there. So
right.
They have the status of Farazim, Avelis for Farazim.
Interesting question. Is that me or you?
Somebody.
Someone just lost the call, I guess. Says I sounded like. I haven't seen, I hear, it's a good question. I don't know. I would assume it's Bitsina, but I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay, then let's go back to the Mechaber writes in Sif Hey. Ben Eitzel Aviv Sarich Haseba. So a son in front of the father must do Haseba. And Afilahu Rabba Muvak, even if one's own father is his Rebbe, he still has to do Haseba. It's not considered a Bizayon to his father. His father's Mochel. And Talmud Lefnei Rabbo Eino Tzarech Haseba. But a Talmud in front of his Rebbe, then he doesn't have to do Haseba unless his Rebbe is Mochel. Vafilu Eino Rabba Muvak, even if it's a Rebbe, but not his main Rebbe, Elim Kain Yitain Lo Rabba Rishus, unless he asks permission. The Talmud Chacham Muflag Bedoro, if it's a real Talmud Chacham, even though you have no Shaykhus Tim, but he's a well-known Gadol Hador, Af Apish Lo Lamad Mimenu Klum, even though you may not have learned from him anything, Chashiv Karabo, he's considered a Rebbe. Veinot Tzarech HaSeba, one's not allowed to, or you don't need to have a Seba, but you should really ask Rishus before doing so. And the Ramah points out parenthetically here, V'dafka kishochen al shulchan echad, even only if you're eating at the same table. Aval im ochel al shulchan b'fniatmo tzarech la'asev, if you're eating in a hotel room and there's a big gadol hador, unlikely though, but you're in the big hotel and there's a gadol hador on the other corner, then this din doesn't apply. And what the Ramah is really referring to is not referring to a big hotel room, he's referring to back then they used to have their own personal like Japanese tables, everyone in front of themselves had their small shulchan, that's what he's referring to. So if you each have separate tables at the Seder, then you would not have to ask Rishus, you could lean in front of your Rebbe. So there's a side point here in the footnote. I'm not going to read through inside, but if let's say one, we said if a father is your Rebbe, you do Haseba. But let's say your father-in-law is your Rebbe, is it have the same din or not? So the Dirshu points out that their father-in-law, who is also your Rebbe, you would have to ask Rishus before doing Haseba. So I made sure to tell you who to Arye, a client, to ask Rav Weinberger before he does Haseba, assuming they're having the Seder together this year. What?
If he lets him sit
with him, he'll sit in the kitchen. Okay. Fine. The Mechaber now right. Yeah, sorry, yeah. He doesn't have to, yeah.
But he can.
It's sounding very, very good. It sounds like that he's. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, look at Sif Katan. Right, look at Sif Katan Tesvav. Eino Tzar Chaseba. You don't need to. And Mishnah Berurah writes, Mishum de Bereisha Amar Tzarech. Only because Bereisha says, normally you need to do a Seba. Hacha says, Eino Tzarech, which is just to use that same terminology. Aval be'emes, the truth is, he writes, Isser na mi'ika lahase befanav. There's a real Isser. So you're correct in your diak of the Mechaber, but his real intention is it's Aser to lean in front of your Rebbe unless you've asked his Rishus.
Is it
Aser
for the Rebbe to say no?
I doubt it. I didn't see the post-com discuss this. I don't think it's Asafrim. The Rebbe thinks that the Talmud is about Gaiva, so the Talmud needs to learn what it means to have more Shemaim. So maybe the Rebbe says, I'm not going to be Mochel. This Seder, you're going to sit up straight like a mensch. So I could see some Talmidim needing that Musar. Fine. The Mechaber writes now in Sivvav. Hashamish Tzar Haseba. Okay, a guy waitering needs Haseba. Not Nogea for us so much. Siv Zayim. Kol mi shetzar haseba, all those who require haseba, im achal o shasa below haseba. This does happen sometimes. If a person ate some of the matzah, or he drank some of the wine below haseba without leaning, so lo yatza, v'tzarech lachzer lechel v'lishos baseba. He has to now drink the cup of wine again and eat another two kadeis of a matzah if the person didn't do haseba. It's ma'akev the mitzvah. That's what the Mechaber writes. Now, if you look at the Ramah, though, the Ramah writes, the Yesh Omrim, the Bizman Hazed, the Ein Derech Lahasev, Kedai Hu Ravya, Lismoch Allah, Shabidiyavid Yatzab Lahaseba. So, very important, cool, he writes, since nowadays we don't normally do this. So, even though Lichat Chila, the Ramah acknowledges one should have to do Haseba, Bidiyavid, if a person didn't do Haseba, you don't have to go back and drink another cup of wine, you don't have to go back and eat more Kazesim of Matzah, you'd be Yotze, even we could be like the women, and so Michon the Ravya. That's what the Ramah writes. Then he writes further, V'nir Ali, Ramah says his own opinion though, D'im, he makes a pshara. Im lo shasa koshlishi orvi baseba, if it's the third or fourth cup you drink without a seba, then ein lachser v'lishtos, then you can be haseba, you shouldn't drink another cup, that would be the fifth cup and the sixth cup possibly, because d'yeshba chashash shenira kimosif al hakosos. On the last two cups where we don't normally drink anymore, the meal's over. So we're not drinking any more cups of wine, we're only drinking b'taras mitzvah. So if I'm drinking a fifth cup because I missed Haseba, it appears as if I'm adding on to the kosos. That's being Baal Tosef, possibly. There are only four mitzvahs, only four kosos, not five. So there's a chashash that if I drink a fifth one, therefore one should not go back and drink again b'Haseba. Aval, says the Ramah, b'shnei kosos rishonos, the first two cups of wine, yachzer v'yishteh b'la'ablach bracha. A person should, he can and even should, drink again and lean, but he should not say bracha when doing so. So let's go through the Mishnah Berurah to clarify some of this. The Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chaf writes as follows: V'nir li im lo shasa. If you didn't do a seba for the first third and fourth cup, you should not drink a fifth cup. Rota lomar, Mishnah Berurah says, what he means to say is debain kosas harishonos, between the first two cups de muter lishtos kama debai, a person could drink as many cups of wine as he wants in the beginning. Kedemuchach lekaman siman tafayin gimel. We'll see this. Debehu, those two cups, lo amrinan shenira kimosiv alakosis. It doesn't look as if a person's adding on to cups in the beginning. So then, you definitely would have to tzarech lachsor v'lishtos im lo asa haseba. You definitely would have to drink another cup if you made a mistake in the first two. Delu ye ella shtiel, yeah?
Ben shnei kosot harishonot, we said you're not allowed to drink because that's the kosot of the magi.
No, he says you're allowed to for the first two. Rama writes you're allowed to for the first two. The third and fourth you're not allowed to.
No, but the lashon of ben shnei kosot harishonot.
The mutar lishot.
We said before that's when you can't drink because it's the kosot.
No. We said the Rama says the first two kosot you are allowed to. The third.
But we said
who's
before,
we?
Earlier in the beginning, not now. We said before that you're not allowed to.
We didn't say this. In the shir?
Because of Magid, you're not supposed to...
I didn't discuss this. Maybe another shir, but it didn't come right here.
Okay, fine.
Dulu ye elishtias rishus nami shari. So if a person was thirsty during the first two cups, he's allowed to drink. It's permitted to drink all the cups of wine that you want. Ma she'enkin im shachach lahase b'kosa achronos, as opposed to if a guy forgot to drink for the last two cups, a lachsor lishos, a person shouldn't go ahead and drink more. Share shtias rishus also, you're not allowed to take a voluntary drink, an extra drink of wine during the third and fourth cups. Vipnation near kimosav akosis. Vimkain, if that's the case, since you can't add on kosis at the end, kevan de leharavya, ain't tarach lahasev, in general, ravya doesn't require haseba. Mimela, hu shtias rishus de asr, bain kosis achron. So that's the explanation of the Rama. Okay, we don't have to do Sifkat and Chaf Aleph.
Yeah. You're saying that it's a royally zohar. You're not supposed to drink between the... You're allowed to drink between the first and second, but it's a royally zohar because you may come to get drunk, so you're not supposed to drink between the first and second cup.
Right. But yeah, we didn't see that. That wasn't addressed yet. Yeah. Could be. But I don't think there's a concern. It could be elsewhere it says, but I don't remember elsewhere this being discussed. But maybe we'll get there. Fine. So then the Rama writes, back in the top, V'chein v'achilas... matzah. So too, when it comes to eating matzah, a person should have to go ahead. If he didn't do aseba, you have to eat again. So look what the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sif Katan Chav Beis. V'chein b'achilas matzah haynu sheyachser v'yochel hakazayis matzah. You should eat another kazayis matzah, really possibly shnei kazayisim. U'below bracha, you shouldn't say another bracha on the matzah. Mihu b'afikomen im shachach la'achlo b'aseba. If you ate the afikomen, and then you remembered you didn't do aseba, lo yachser v'yochilenu, you shouldn't go back and eat it. Deha aser lechol shnei pamim afikomen, there's an iser, two afikomens. You can't eat shnei karbonos pesach, and afikomen is a zecher for the karbon pesach, so too you cannot eat two afikomens. So then you're kind of stuck, and in that case you'd have to also rely on the ravya that bizmaza, there is no need for aseba.
Isn't there something about if you see that it's getting to midnight?
Yeah, it's a whole nother, it's a whole shear of time. It's a whole other Avnei Nezer, not for now.
Rav, you said in the context of the four brachos, you said it's you make four brachos on the kosher. The reason you make the second bracha is because that during Magid you're not supposed to drink stam. That's why you make a second bracha on the second post, because the Magid is hefsek. That's
okay.
So the lashon here in the
Yeah, let's talk about it afterwards. I'm going to finish this piece. I'm not sure. Let's talk about it afterwards. So the Rama writes to the end here, V'lechachila yasev ko'asuda. And lechachila, based on the Rambam, that a person should eat, he should lean during the entire suda, all the eating. So says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Chav Gimel, ko'asuda, be'achilaso, b'shtiyaso, when you're eating the meal and you're drinking, you should always lean. U'bidiyeved yot b'shas achilas kazai smata varbakosas. If a person leaned just for those mitzvahs, then one would be yotzei. So this is based on a big chakira in the Rishonim as well. Is haseba a din b'fnei atzmo? The Rambam says there's an inyan of haseba, and it's not correlated to any of the mitzvahs. Or no, haseba is a din in each mitzvah. So when I eat, I have to do the eating b'haseba, and when I drink, I have to drink b'haseba. It's a din in each particular mitzvah. But the Rambam holds, and the Rama writes, no, haseba is a separate thing. I could just lean on the Seder night all night if I wanted, and that's a mitzvah, haseba, even though I'm not eating, I'm not drinking. Haseba alone is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, according to many Rishonim. And so that's what's going on here in the Rama and the Mishnah Berurah. Now, Lamaisa, they bring down in the side here of the Dirshu that the minhag of the Chazon Ish and the stipler was shelo hesevu b'shas hasuda. They did not lean during the meal. They only leaned, drinking the wine and matzah, but not during the meal. And the explanation is because kaven shebizmanenu kashel echel v'haseva. We can't. We have a hard time eating and cutting our meat. Left hand's kind of stuck in down below here. So therefore, they practice not to do haseva. Now, nothing's really lost. One could say you don't have the element of acheris anymore if you're eating in such a way. So certainly, if one is uncomfortable leaning during the suda, you have who to rely on. But those who want to be makbid and for the ramah to do haseva during the course of the meal, so you have the ramah to rely on for that as well. Okay, I guess we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. We'll go and get involved in the dal.